the Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
In studio with us right now, we have Carly Eskew, Director of Executive Education in the MTSU Jones College of Business. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for having me again.
You got executive courses coming up, and I guess when you say the word executive, who would that be for?
I'm really glad you asked that, because those of us who work in executive education often feel like that's really a misnomer. Exec Ed is for anyone who's currently leading or aspires to lead. So when you think about recent grads, you know, who want to take that next step, maybe realize there's a technical or soft skill they didn't quite pick up coming out of either their undergrad or master's program, we have courses that are great for them. We have courses for new managers, especially a specific leadership course taught by a couple of our esteemed faculty members. And then we also have folks who, you know, maybe want to skill up within the technical skill set that they've seen on the rise in their current company. Maybe when they graduated or came through training many years ago, some of the AI and data tools weren't available, and we have those available for folks even progress in their careers.
Are these courses that after they finish, they will get some sort of certificate and they can put it on their resume?
Another really great question. Actually, the first course that we have in our lineup, which starts October 1, that's a 6-week course in professional selling, and that's the only course that as a standalone offers its own certificate. So students who participate in that course or that series will come out with a certificate in professional selling. The rest of our courses all count toward a certificate within three different tracks. We have a business intelligence track, we have a strategic marketing track, as well as an executive leadership track. And most of our tracks require three classes, but you don't have to take them all in one semester, so you can take one this fall and then progress toward the certificate next spring and beyond.
If you have a company out there that wants, let's say, 10 to 15 of their employees to attend one of these classes, can you kind of tailor that class towards them and actually do the class there?
Yes, absolutely. So there's sort of three ways companies can get involved. One, we have group and corporate discounts, so kind of dipping their toe in the water. We have a local organization doing that this fall with our leadership class, buying a few seats. We have group rates between 3 and 7 participants. We also have the opportunity to buy out the existing class for a company if they'd like to do that. And then moving into spring, we'll be doing a lot more customized training, specifically responding to what the firm would like us to achieve. And actually, that's right in line with Dean Heem's vision of establishing Exec Ed as the premier training and development outlet in Middle Tennessee.
And again with us this morning, Carly Eskew, Director of Executive Education in the MTSU Jones College of Business. If somebody out there is attending one of these classes, can those hours of that class count towards, let's say, a master's degree or maybe even an undergrad degree?
So these are actually not credit bearing. So that's a simple one. It's no, but keeping in mind, there are lots of folks who are thinking about either, you know, going back and finishing undergrad, which we have a great program for that at MTSU, or not quite ready to commit to the time and expense of a master's. These are sort of accelerated, mostly 1 or 2 day classes to come in and put that on your resume. And so when folks are searching for MTSU, they can still find you on LinkedIn and other places like that, even without the full degree program. But these are not credit bearing. However, they're taught by the same faculty who do teach some of our undergrad and master's courses right here in the Jones College of Business.
So when working with executives, how do you go about teaching and training how AI now plays a role in the marketplace?
So I think it just comes to listening, right? So our professors are really experienced in all the tools, and I'm having the conversation, our team is having the conversation with local entities within the Chamber of Commerce and beyond. What do they want to know? You know, how vested into the tool do they want to go? You and I talked about that a little bit last time. So it's just sort of listening to what the market is asking for and making sure we're responding to that. Many of our faculty members, especially in the more technical courses, are actually bringing in local leading experts in their field. The AI course in particular will feature a local expert who's actually really knowledgeable in the way that women use AI tools. So it's pretty cool to kind of see kind of that marriage between the academic discipline and the response to what the market is asking for.
While I know a portion of the market has changed overall, pretty much in every category, the customers out there, the people who these executives are trying to reach, mm-hmm. have the customers changed a lot?
Yes. So actually, our first courses this fall, the first three courses that we have in our series are all within our strategic marketing track. And one of our courses in particular responds exactly to that. So it's about collecting data within more effective and reasonable survey options, but then also marrying that quantitative data collection with some of the more qualitative, creative-based marketing. So customers are always going to change. So these courses aren't really responding to the new customer as much as teaching you the tools to continue gathering data and continue responding to change over time.
When different business owners look at their marketing plan and they look at advertising on, let's say, social media, they often, I don't know if the word fooled would be correct, but they think social media does a lot more than what it does because they're able just to see the number of people they reach.
Yes.
And just because they're able to see the number, they assume it's a great return on investment. That's a great result to see. There's 2,000 people that saw it. But in reality, I know there's a lot of other medias out there that don't capture those exact numbers, but yet they reach a whole lot more people. So how do you teach there's other avenues you can go that could reach a lot more people?
Yeah, I think this boils down to, you know, something that I brought with me from business school myself, which is social media and, you know, all the other outlets, those are just vehicles, right? Those are tools, those are tactics. These courses are taught by faculty members who teach and understand marketing strategy. So it's not about if you do social media well, you know, your business is going to succeed 100%, right? Certainly it'll be benefited, but all of our faculty members understand how their particular tools sort of fit into the strategic element of their discipline. I really like that you said that because a lot of people confuse, in particular within marketing, specific tools for strategy, but in fact, social media and even radio, for example, are vehicles.
And then how do you go about teaching things like graphic design for different ads? Because that is a big thing today because so many ads are graphic driven.
Actually, that I couldn't claim to answer. So within our particular courses, we don't have a graphic design approach that lives a little bit outside the business school within Jones, but we do teach tools for how to beta test, right, different designs. And so, you know, while subjectively one ad's graphic may look better, you know, to you or me, there are so many tools out there now that allow you to actually assess those against your changing audience, to link back to your previous question.
And then finally, how do you go about signing up for these courses?
Really good question. So online, we have mtsu.edu/execed. We have all of our courses listed there. And one last thing I wanted to say is, there are so many folks locally who I've spoken to whose companies offer annual reimbursements for continuing ed. And so if you're a business leader and you're not currently offering reimbursement, I encourage you to really consider that. There are a lot of pretty compelling studies that suggest that offering employees the opportunity to skill up with your organization make them more likely to stay. And then lots of individuals locally either know they have that benefit or don't know they have that benefit. And so they could come out, you know, even before Thanksgiving with one of these courses under their belt without having to pay a dime, because many of the firms locally actually provide that provision within their reimbursement strategy.
And again, with us this morning, Carly Eskew, Director of Executive Education in the MTSU Jones College of Business. And again, how long are a lot of these courses? Because they're not real long courses.
Right, accelerated for the most part. So all of them are either 1 to 2 days, with the exception of our professional selling course. And it meets once a week on Tuesday evenings, beginning October 1st.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you all.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Spend your middays with us, Rick and Bubba.
The Rick and Bubba Show, weekdays, 11 until 2 on News Radio WGNS.
Do you have pieces of jewelry that you feel like you don't wear anymore? The biggest struggle somebody has when they inherit a piece of jewelry is that they love the sentiment, but it's not necessarily in style or their style. We can reset stones, melt down gold, and you would enjoy wearing, knowing that this gold and these diamonds came from your loved one. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
We are broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Download the MyMTE app in Google Play or in the iTunes Store and keep up with your electric usage.
The free app gives you better control of your power consumption and provides the ability to see exactly how much electricity you use.
Simply search for MyMTE today.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We started doing a limited time only menu, so once a month, we add new menu items to it for 1 month only. We're bringing back an old item that we used to have that we don't have anymore. So for example, we brought back clam sauce spaghetti this month. Last month we had Greek spaghetti. And again, that'll change. Now that you've heard about the changes that we're making at Demas's, you need to check it out. So come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.